Welcome to the AI HR Daily Podcast, brought to you by Ovi. I'm your host, and today we're talking about Saudi Arabia's Year of AI and why it's breaking hiring in ways nobody quite expected. If you want to stay on top of AI and HR, hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Okay, picture this. You're a hiring manager at King Salman International Airport, a facility being built to handle 120 million passengers a year by 2030. And you need to hire an AI-integrated passenger flow architect, someone responsible for coordinating autonomous systems across one of the busiest airports in the world. You open your ATS. You search for that title. You get zero results, because this job has never existed before. This is the reality Saudi Arabia's giga projects are living right now, and it's why the kingdom's 2026 Year of AI designation matters way beyond technology policy. So, what exactly is the Year of AI? The Saudi cabinet officially designated 2026 as a whole-of-government AI initiative. Every ministry, every agency. And this isn't just a branding exercise. The kingdom has poured $9 billion into AI through 70 deals just in 2025, bringing the total number of data and AI companies in the country to 664. They already rank first globally in public sector AI adoption, with 98% of government workers saying they've used AI at work. They trained over a million citizens with AI certifications last year, more than half of them women. This is an enormous, accelerating transformation, and it's generating an entirely new category of workforce. Here's where the hiring problem gets existential. Projects like Marafi, a new city within Jeddah being built for 130,000 residents, and Humane, the public investment fund-backed AI company, need thousands of workers in roles that sit at the intersection of emerging technology and traditional industries. Smart city operations managers who coordinate IoT sensor networks. Compliance officers navigating both Saudization quotas and AI governance frameworks. Data center CEOs who must balance cybersecurity, energy supply, and capital allocation simultaneously. And here's the brutal math. Traditional ATS platforms match keywords to job descriptions. They rank by years of experience in named roles. They filter by credentials established for jobs that already exist. When the role itself has no history, the system has nothing to match against. Compounding this, Saudi Arabia's Saudization rules carry real enforcement teeth. Miss your national hiring quotas, and you face fines and visa restrictions. So you're not just trying to fill unprecedented roles. You're doing it fast, under regulatory pressure, in a competitive market where 70% of technical workers get multiple offers when they switch jobs. Something has to give. The answer emerging from Giga Project HR teams is rubric-based competency screening. Instead of asking, does this resume contain the right keywords, the question becomes, does this person demonstrate the reasoning, domain adaptability, and technical foundations to succeed in a role we're building as we go? This is a fundamental philosophical shift, and tools are catching up to it. Ovi, an AI-native ATS, uses two agents to do exactly this. Sora proactively builds candidate pipelines, identifying people with transferable skills from adjacent industries to support Saudization hiring targets. And Milo conducts audio chats, rubric-based screening conversations that evaluate how candidates think through unfamiliar scenarios, which is directly relevant when the scenarios themselves are unprecedented. Here's the takeaway I want you to sit with. Saudi Arabia arrived at this hiring crisis first because it committed $9 billion and 664 companies to rapid AI transformation all at once. But this isn't a Saudi problem. Every organization will face a version of this the moment they create a genuinely new role. If your hiring system can only find people for jobs that already exist, you're one major innovation away from a talent bottleneck. The question isn't whether this will hit your organization. It's whether your hiring infrastructure will be ready when it does. Thanks for listening to AI HR Daily.